takes her tape recorders with her, a tape recorder with her. She went to St. Louis to interview a man, and she took all of her own equipment. And then, of course, when she gets back home, she has to take it off of the tape.
We're talking about them.
But somebody else can help transcribe it. Sure. You know, you take it on tape recorder.
You can play it back as many times as you want, and so.
And then you can erase your tape and use it again.
And now we're talking about the thing you put on the bed. Have you ever seen pillows that would go all the way across the
bolsters? Yeah, we used to have them, and we had two or three bolsters. And Mama had pillows made out of them when she stopped using bolsters.
Did they go off?
Went across the bed. And both heads went on it. So you didn't have pillows, you just had that if you had a bolster on the bed. Well, of course, I wouldn't have enjoyed a bolster. We slept together when we were kids. When we were growing up, the four girls had a room with two double beds in it. And two of us slept one, two, in the other bed. But I've slept under like, now when my brother and his wife come down here, they bring an electric blanket with them, because they use electric blankets all the time. And they bring their own electric blanket with them when they come down here, because they come in October or November. One time they were down here in December. But I have plenty of cover, but they don't like the heavy cover. I like to feel the cover.
I don't like electric blankets. I can't sleep under an electric
blanket. Well, I don't want one. I don't have one. Now, some people may say she's too stingy to buy one, but if I wanted it, now I'm going to tell you this, I'm not stingy to the extent that I don't get what I want. I'd get myself some new clothes if I could find some uptown that I could wear.
Yes, ma'am.
But if it's something I want, I get it. And I can't stand. I bought one car on time. And when we got through paying for it, I said, if the Lord will forgive me, I'll never buy another car until I have the money to pay for it. Oh, that having to pay. Well, let's see, son and my brother and I bought a car together. And let's see, we paid it out in 9 months. I did. Notes. I guess we bought it in the fall. I've forgotten what the notes were, but anyway, he was paying some and I was paying some. And Gene Willikins, when I got my checks, and I told you how we got our checks, two checks at the first, and when I got my checks at the end of that year, I went right down to Hooper Motor Company and paid off. And then son, paid me what he owed me. He by the month, because I just let him pay, because he had married and he was short on funds. I had my own money to spend. No, sir.
Did you ever know people, you had so many people that you couldn't sleep in the bed, you might lay down something on?
Pallets. Oh, we didn't have to be crowded to make pallets. We loved sleeping on the floor on a pallet. Yeah, just put two or three quilts down there on the floor and sheet, we'd sleep on it. You see that scar right down my leg? I was sleeping on a pallet out in the country. We were out visiting the cousin mamas. And we were sleeping out. They put a pallet down in the hall for us. Great big old house out here behind Bunchville. And a bat bit me.
A bat?
A bat zoomed around in that hall that night. Bit me. I had a big bump on my leg the next day. That was a bad sore.
I guess so. A lot of times
left a big scar. Yes, I know. It's very dangerous, but we didn't know that then. Matter of fact, if I'd known a bat was coming zooming around, I wouldn't have slept. But that's where we were. We were on the pallet. And my cousin, my niece, has run into that man's great-grandson, I guess, up there in Birmingham.